Blog Talk Radio.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready.
Yes, overflow. Get ready for overflow. Get ready for more than enough. Get ready for excess, abundantly, exceedingly above all that you could ever ask or think. This is what God does for us. Get ready for overflow. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast. Live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul with a new word for today, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, and I have a powerful word for you today. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is biblical budgeting. Biblical budgeting. Yeah. God has a way, right, for you to budget and be good stewards and to move towards success. We will be in the books of 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8, and Luke chapter 16, verse 10. Again, that's 1 Timothy 5, verse 8, and Luke 16, verse 10. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in live with me. On Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Daily Fire, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when I am live on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, tune in using that same method. Call 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. And if you are unable to tune in live, you can still ensure that you do not miss the fresh word for you. Follow the podcast so the recording will be texted to you Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. I say again, text the message or letters DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. If you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. You can also contact me there. Send me your prayer requests and testimonies. I do pray over them, as well as donate to help support spreading the gospel and saving souls. All of that is on rossi.org. rawsi.org. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to 1 Timothy 5, verse 8, reading from the KJV. But if any provide not for his own, especially for those of his own house, He had denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Listen to that again. But if any provide not for his own, your own family, your own wife, your own children, wives for your own husband, your own children, especially for those of his or her own house, then he hath denied the faith. You have denied the stewardship obligation that God has placed over you. And you are worse than an infidel. You are worse than a reckless, foolish person, because you have not first taken care of those in your own home. Praise God. Let's go to Luke 16, verse 10, also from the KJV. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. In other words, if you're not a good steward over little, then you should not be surprised that God is not taking you to exceeding abundantly, because you're not a good steward. You're not just in little. Why then would you be just in much? Oh, this is good teaching already, is it not? What is our topic for today? Please repeat after me. Biblical budgeting. On yesterday, I taught you about tithe and offering. And since Daily Fire is only 15 minutes, I don't have time to reteach that. But I took you to Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 10. I took you to Matthew 23:23, Luke 11:42, and then Luke 18:12, and taught you that tithe is not just required in the Old Testament, as some like to say, but also in the New Testament, that you are required to give your 10%, and that your 10% is required to go into the storehouse where you go to receive the word. So your tithe is not to be sent off to a television ministry. Your tithe doesn't come to me. Your tithe belongs to your church. And then I also taught you about offering, that whereas tithe is a mandatory debt you owe, it is an obligation, a mandatory non-discretionary obligation of 10% placed upon us by the Lord. That offering, on the other hand, is free will, meaning that however much you give, that is up to you. So now I want to talk to you today about what happens after you've done those first things in biblical budgeting. You've paid your 10% tithe. You've given offering as a cheerful giver. I taught you that yesterday. Then now your next step is that you must take care of your own home. It is a terrible thing to see people, Christians, pastors, leaders, laypersons, who are out there providing for everyone else's home, but your own children don't have anything. You are sending money to every television ministry, $1,000 here, $500 there. You are out blessing others, but every time we see your own children, they're in the worst clothing or tattered clothing. Their hair is not cut. Their hair is not groomed. Why is that? We just read in 1 Timothy 5:8, your first obligation after taking care of giving the meat to the storehouse, giving your 10% and giving offering to the church, is now to go in and see what is needed in your own home. How are you helping everybody else's family, but your own family is being evicted, or your own home is in foreclosure? You're going out and you're flashing money, how you're helping and sowing into everyone else's ministry, but you and your spouse don't even have reliable transportation. You're always having to bum a ride with someone, or you're on the bus, or you're walking. And then somehow you're walking around trying to tell people about the goodness of God and the blessings of God, but they're looking at you as the litmus test of what God does, and they're saying, I don't want any part of that. How are you doing more for others than your own home? Now, some people will bring up, and we actually had this discussion at a church meeting I attended, I think last year or year before, and I was teaching, or I was saying the same thing. I was not the teacher for the class. And, you know, one of the elders brought up the fact that, well, God tells you to do for others and he will bless you. Yes, but the operative word there, or the operative two words, is God told. Glory. See, when we go back to the widow woman who prepared the pancakes or the food first for the prophet, knowing that that was her last, and she said to the prophet, to Elijah, all I have is enough for my son and myself, and once I prepare this, we will die. And he said, no, fix it for me first, and then God is going to bless you. See, that was the operative words there, was that the prophet told her to do it under the anointing of God. But there is a balance, brothers and sisters, and whatever we are doing for the Lord, there is a fundamental standard. The Bible always gives you principles, and then it will sometimes give you a caveat or carve out a narrow exception to that rule, or it will give you an expansion of the rule, or God may even come in and he may repeal the rule. For example, you know, when he was going to go in and destroy Sodom and Gomorrah right then, but then Abraham was able to come in and negotiate with the Lord. Of course, it still turned out they couldn't find that many righteous, and he still did it. But there are some things where God will come in and say, as he said to Hezekiah, he said, look, get your house in order. You shall die and not live. But then he sent the prophet back to say, after Hezekiah humbled himself, turned to the wall and prayed, God sent the prophet back to say, I will add 15 years to your life. But the underlying principle here is that God requires you to be a good steward over your finances. And part of being a good steward is not only tithing, not only giving offering, but taking care of your own home. Glory. You cannot take care of others to the detriment of meeting the needs of those in your own home, because ministry starts at home. Isn't this a good word? Your ministry starts with your spouse. Your ministry starts with your children. They are looking at what you're doing for everyone else, but neglecting them. They're looking at how you're in church 7 days a week, but you never show up at a PTA meeting. You never have time to attend their extracurricular activity. You never have time to watch a television show with them. You never have time to go to the park with them. You treat everybody better than your own spouse. Wife, you have time to almost trip over people running to give the pastor water and serve him, but you won't even give your own husband water at home. You won't even fix his own plate. Husband, you trip over everybody to open the doors for women at church, but you never open the door for your own wife. Ministry starts at home. Are you a good steward? Are you budgeting in such a way that you will not always be in need, not always need a benevolence offering, not always need a loan, not always have to ask for something? Because that is not God's will. We're getting ready to go into prayer, and hopefully I'll be able to continue this with a part two tomorrow and break this down further for you. But Christians should not always be borrowing. God said that we should be able to lend and give and not borrow. How are we the head and not the tail if we are always the ones in need? Glory. My pastor preached an awesome sermon about this Sunday. Get away from the gate. Move away from the gate. But I got to get ready to go into prayer. Hopefully I will be able to do a part two tomorrow. If God says the same, I'm going to really break this down for you and empower you to be able to set healthy boundaries so you don't even let people manipulate you by saying you're a Christian. You ought to give. 1 Timothy 5:8. Let's go into prayer. Father, we praise you for this powerful word here today. on Daily Fire. We thank you. We give you praise, Lord, because you are teaching us godly principles on finances, godly principles on being blessed, godly principles on having more than enough, godly principles on taking care of our own homes, taking care of our own children, taking care of our own spouses, positioning ourselves financially to be successful, Father, so that even as the years go by, we are set up financially for retirement. We are set up, Lord, so that we will be able, Father, to not only meet our needs, but to exceed our needs, to travel, to have recreation, to do recreational things, to not always just be those living from paycheck to paycheck, working and never being able to do things that we want to do. Help us, Jesus. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word that teaches us that after we tithe, after we give offering, our next obligation is to our own household, to our own children, our own spouses, our own savings, our own retirement, our own debts that we have created. And then for us to have leisure time. Being saved is not to be just a life of mediocrity, a life of never enjoying ourselves, a life of never smiling, a life of never taking a vacation, a life of never being able to buy, get our nails done, our hair done, buy the toys that we want, you know, the cars or the home that we want. There is more, more, more glory to being saved than being broke, than always having a testimony that I'm broke, I don't have, I need, than always borrowing and asking and begging. Father, you said in Ephesians 3:20, you will do exceeding abundantly for us, above all that we could ask or think, and you're giving us the principle today. You're giving it to us. Take care of our own homes. Take care of our own selves. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Glory. We glorify you. This is a liberating word. And we say amen. Let me do the altar call, and then we will end with your task for today. If you are unsaved, glory. If you are backslidden, if you have not always been a good steward of your money, and I can tell you that I haven't, and hopefully tomorrow I can share with you some of my own failures and errors in not being a good steward over finances and how I've had to play catch up. Glory. Repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. Now, Lord, I confess that I will tithe consistently. I will give offering consistently. And then I will take care of my own home, my own children, my own spouse, my own self, our own debts, before I do for others. Unless you tell me to make that sacrificial giving, I receive, Lord, biblical budgeting. And from this day forward, I will be a good steward. Come on and give God praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Thank him for the release today. In Jesus' name, amen. Now listen, part of being saved as well as making sure you're spending time with the Lord every day, make sure you tune in here with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, followed by texting the message DF to phone number 33222 now so that you'll receive today's teaching as a recording at 8 a.m. You can go back over it, listen, share it with your household, bless someone else by forwarding this text, even someone who's always asking money for money, forward it so that they too can learn to be free. All right? And make sure you donate, give offering, not your tithe, right? Offering. whatever God lays on your heart to help support the ministry so that we can continue to broadcast, give, and save souls on the website. If you go to the community outreach page, you can see some of the things that I do to help give back to the community. The website is rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. All right, our topic for today is biblical budgeting. Your task for today's daily fire is to objectively check yourself and see what you're doing with your money. Are you being a good steward, and are you paying the debts in the order that I've given to you so that you will no longer be at the bottom of the totem pole and the bottom of the barrel and living paycheck to paycheck, but that you can live exceeding abundantly? All right? I'll see you in the morning. Daily Fire, where we empower you to every day. I'm Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams. This song is for you. Visit Rossi.org today.